This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio. Hurricane Florence, of course, left many people stranded and without power and resources, and a lot of them were in trouble. They expected when they called 9/11 for assistance that someone would come, and in most cases they did. But it was not the case for dozens of migrant workers on a farm in Kinston. They knew a hurricane was coming, but they were never informed of their county's mandatory evacuation. And when they awoke to waist-deep water, they called for help. 9/11 never came. In fact, the owner of the farm told emergency officials not to come because he said his workers were fine. BuzzFeed Breaking News reporter Sal Hernandez uncovered the story and joins us now. Welcome, Sal.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about this farm. Where is it, and how big an operation is it?
Well, this farm is part of a bigger operation by the Riggs Brothers Farm. This one in particular is owned by the owner, I believe his name is Randy Riggs. And the camp that I visited, it has 40 workers out there. And it's in in Jones County, Kinston, and it's in a rural area of Kinston. So it's a good, I'd say, 30-minute drive from town.
All right, so what were these migrant workers experiencing when Florence hit?
So most of them told me that from what I heard was that before they hit, they started hearing news that a hurricane was coming, but they were never told about an evacuation coming. And it wasn't until they started actually getting rain out in the field and experiencing that they were actually told that the hurricane was coming. It was going to be pretty direct. And then they were eventually told that there was like an evacuation, but nothing happened, and they remained in the camp.
Well, what do you mean nothing happened? I mean, so to talk about the circumstances now, we should talk about the circumstances under which these workers are here.
Right.
We think most of them are here under an agreement, so with documentation under a program called H-2A, which gives them temporary status to work on this farm, right?
Right, and my understanding is, at least from the folks that I spoke to, is that the workers from this farm, from what I believe, it's about I was told about 35 to 40 guys that were in this camp. They're recipients of an H-2A visa, and they're part of about 10,000 guys that are coming into North Carolina with the help of the North Carolina Growers Association. To work in various farms. I believe it's about 700 different farm owners in the state that are under the North Carolina Growers Association.
So you said there's an evacuation order, but nothing happened. Well, how much freedom do they have and the ability to evacuate themselves? What's the situation? Now they know there's an evacuation order. What should happen next? Can they get themselves out? What would happen next?
The North Carolina Growers Association said that that they reached out to their members and they let them know, please, get your workers. If there's an evacuation order, get them out of there, and make sure that they're in a safe place, that they're taken care of. But in Jones County, in particular, the evacuation order came in on September 11. I believe that was a Tuesday, and they were still in the camp on Saturday.
No.
Now, technically, the workers, those that are on, and there are a lot of undocumented workers, but those who are on the H-2A visa, they are technically allowed to drive. If they're with a visa, they're technically allowed to drive under the state, in the state. But many of them, first of all, they don't have access to a vehicle, so that means that they're stranded into the camp, and a lot of them are very reliant on the farms to really go anywhere, to go to a local store to get supplies, to be able to get medical care. A lot of them are very reliant on, trips that sometimes happen, once a week, once a month from the owner of the farm or the supervisor. So their access to be able to come in and out of that camp is really based on the help that they get from the farm owner.
Right, which is why the Growers Association, which actually manages this H-2A program, it's under the umbrella of the North Carolina Growers Association. They help pair the workers with the farms and also make sure that that under the law, which requires certain conditions be met on the farm and also lays out the rules and regulations and responsibilities of the workers as well, managed by the Growers Association, That's why they would tell an owner like Randy Riggs, you better help these folks get off. He didn't. They were still there. And then the 9/11 calls, a number of calls from workers. What was their situation when they were making calls to 9/11 to help get boats out of there?
There were a number of calls, from my understanding, not just from the workers, but when they weren't getting any help into the camp, they decided to start reaching out to other contacts. So they were starting to reach out to migrant advocates, people that have provided them aid near the area, and they started just calling them and letting them know the situation that they woke up to waist deep water. They called 911. They were waiting for help. You know, they didn't know exactly what to do, and that's when a lot of different organizations started getting involved and really reaching out to. It seemed like anybody. I know that there was a migrant advocate from the nearby Kinston Community Health Center that she told me that she made several 911 calls between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. The North Carolina Legal Aid was involved. And this is all while the workers were waiting for help.
And rescue boats were sent out, but then they were told they didn't need help. What happened there?
Right. The county said that they did send a swift water team out, but that that they didn't have access to get to the camp, that at some point that the road was just kind of overflooded and they couldn't get access to it. The question kind of arises there, though, that a worker from the North Carolina Growers Association was actually able to reach out to the workers and finally, I believe at sometime around 4 p.m. was able to get them out of the camp. And, you know, we're still trying to figure out exactly why a swift water team would not be able to reach them. But, somebody from the Grower Association without access to those kinds of resources would be able to.
In the meantime, Randy Riggs, the owner, canceled the 9/11 request. Tell us about that.
Right. So when I first reported the story, the manager for the Emergency Operations Center told me that that Randy Riggs, the owner, had called them to tell them that not to worry, that the workers were fine and they could cancel the call. And according to him, when I reported the story, that's when the all efforts were kind of canceled at that point. A couple of days after the story was reported, the county did have a press conference to address some of the issues from the story, and the county manager said that he actually contacted Randy Riggs, and that during that conversation, that's when that was relayed over to the county that the workers were supposedly fine and they didn't need assistance.
Did the Jones County manager, Frankie Howard, explain why someone who is not the person who made the 9/11 call would be in a position to say everything was okay when the people who made the call said it's not?
That's something that we haven't been able to get a clear answer from, not just from the county manager, but from the Emergency Operations Center manager. When I spoke to the manager, who was really the person who was handling the emergency response at the moment, he said that at that moment they would be going to the most reliable source of information and voice, which he was referring to the farm owner. My understanding, Randy Riggs was nowhere near the camp. So when I kind of pressed him a little bit more on and asked, why is his word more reliable than the workers who are actually in the flood zone? He didn't have a good answer for that. And unfortunately, we haven't been able to get one from the county yet.
Was anybody hurt? Did everybody get out okay?
It looks like everybody did. From the folks that I've spoken to, nobody was hurt, thankfully. But kind of still raises questions about how this whole thing was kind of handled.
And any repercussions for the Riggs Brothers Farms in all of this?
The county said that they're not doing any investigation, so it doesn't seem like that there is. The North Carolina Growers Association did tell me that they would be doing an investigation and looking into it. And they did say that they wish that the farm owner, the Riggs, should have done a lot more for the workers, and that they would be doing an investigation. But there's not really much discipline, I guess, that they can meddle out in their role, really. So not sure what kind of consequence that might come from that.
Beyond this story, what else did you discover about North Carolina migrant workers, particularly in the aftermath of Florence?
Well, and I think this story kind of speaks a lot about the situation of migrant workers out there. You know, obviously, a lot of people were impacted, and a lot of people were in a bad situation. You know, unfortunately for migrant workers, documented and undocumented, their situation kind of puts them in a place where the help that is available to people in the state, they're either not eligible for it or they just don't have access to it. So, you know, any kind of assistance that's coming from the feds, from the state, from the local level, a lot of them are not eligible for it. Those who are, because of their immigration status, and I mean that in both senses, you know, even those who have a visa, a lot of them are very, very concerned about getting any kind of help like that because, you know, they've watched the news, they've seen the administration stance on immigration, and they're concerned that any kind of, any effort of them to ask for assistance could jeopardize their immigration status, you know, either get deported because they're undocumented, or that their visas could just be revoked and, you know, they lose their work and they're sent back to Mexico or Central America.
Sal Hernandez is breaking news reporter for BuzzFeed News. Sal, thanks so much for your reporting.
Thanks for having me.
We've got links to his reporting at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, how the segregation that is still present in American cities today was actually part of government policy. We'll talk about that on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.